Psalm 85. To the chief musician. A psalm for the sons of Korah. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. The Lord is gracious to his people, and favorable to his land. Because of Jesus Christ, he has forgiven our iniquities, and he has taken away all our sins. Hallelujah. Lord, you have not appointed us to your wrath, but to obtain salvation. But, O Lord, your people have turned away from you. They have been lured by the enchantments and pleasures of the world. The spirit of slumber and deep sleep is upon your people. Turn us again, O Lord. You are the God of our salvation. Please, turn your anger away from us and revive us again. Quicken your people, Lord. Awaken us from this spiritual slumber. Revive us to love you and serve you and rejoice in you with all of our hearts, spirits, souls, minds, and strength. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, circumcise the ears and hearts of your people, so that we may hear what you say. We only want to hear your voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd. Let us not turn again to folly. Truly, the Lord's salvation is near unto those that fear him. Oh, how we need a revival of the genuine fear of the Lord. Only then will the glory of the true Holy Ghost dwell in our midst. Mercy and truth met together in Jesus Christ on the cross. And praise God, righteousness and peace have kissed each other in Jesus Christ when he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Truth has sprung out of the earth. Let us rejoice. Jesus Christ, who is the truth, after 3 days of being in the heart of the earth, he sprang out of it, never to go back. And with the keys of hell and death, he ascended all the way up to heaven at the right hand of the Father as our great high priest, the Lord, our righteousness. And now righteousness looks down from heaven upon us. Hallelujah. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. And righteousness has gone before him, our Lord Jesus, and it is his righteousness that shall set us in the way of his steps. Hallelujah and amen. Psalm 85.